Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Ken Phillips is here. Ken is the co-founder and chief and executive director of the Independent Contractors of Australia. And he is in the United States right now studying and meeting with people who are focused on tax reform because he very much cares about that in his country. And we're going to get him to talk a little bit about that right now. Ken Phillips, welcome to the show. Welcome to America.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm having a wonderful time.
It's good to have you here. Our good friend Pete Sepp has been hosting Ken and helping him out. As you know, Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. So, Ken, earlier this year, there was a World Tax Conference in Australia. And I want you to tell us about that.
Well, it was a gathering of 400 or 500 people from around the globe, people all concerned about excessive tax regulation and excessive tax levels and how we can do something about that. And, of course, we all discover that we've all got the same sorts of problems. Government wants too much and it wants to spend it badly. So I think we all agree.
How many countries were represented?
My guess would be, say, 30 or 40 would be my guess. Mm.
And so these are countries that most people wouldn't think that there would be advocates there because they've been Soviet. There's some Soviet countries like the Republic of Georgia and countries like that. Would be a country that would be surprised we're working on tax reform?
Well, I think you people might be surprised that it's Australia. We've got a very big problem, That's surprisingly.
Huh. That is surprising. So I'm going to get you to talk about that in just a minute. But back to the conference, what was discussed in the global tax conference?
Well, all the range of issues that you would expect talking about taxpayer, how the taxpayers, the tax authorities in each country administer the tax, the levels of taxation that occur, what spending goes on, all of those sorts of issues that come up and that we're able to compare what's happening from one country to another and discuss that and discuss strategies and processes that people should be undertaking to try to get a better system. You have to remember that some of these old USSR countries have really done some terrific tax reform.
They sure have. They've got flat tax, many of them have, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah, they've got flat tax. I know some of them over there have flat tax.
But then you get others such as I met up with some people from Poland. And, The Polish, I've met a whole lot of people from Poland recently. I was in Europe, and they were telling me even on just their on average wages, average incomes, they're paying close to 50% of their income in tax.
Wow.
And people are leaving. I met a small business person who's...
Right. So...
I just can't do my business in Poland. This particular person's moved to Spain, and where there's a more...
Yeah, that's exactly right. So how's the economy in Australia?
Well, the economy is very strong. We've had 28 years of continuous growth. For a population with just 25 million people, we're the 12th largest economy in the world. We're a larger economy than Russia, which is a surprising statistic.
Good for you.
We're into a bit of a downturn at the moment. Growth rate's down at only about 1.5%. our wealth per population is actually not as good as it should be. But we're ticking along surprisingly well. We've had a
Are the tax rates holding back the economy and the wealth growth?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's not as good as it should be. The new government we've got at the moment, which was elected in May, has successfully reduced income tax rates for small business people and average people, mm-hmm. but didn't get corporate tax rates through or reductions through. They were blocked in the upper house in our Senate.
Right.
So the corporate tax rates are higher than they should be.
Hold on to that thought, Cam. And Cam Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, co-founder and executive director of the Independent Contractors of Australia. You can tell he's from Australia, and he's in the United States, and we're talking to him about the tax situation down there, comparing it to the U.S. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.